Kia ora and good evening to you, from my house to yours. Can you believe we've been in lockdown for 6 weeks? Look how much you've already managed to adapt to. Look at how resilient you've been. Can you look back and see how faithfully God has provided for you? Most of us have never had to do anything like this before. So how have you fared over the last few weeks? Have you learnt something new about yourself? Have you learnt something new about God? I've realised that in normal life, I always like to have something to look forward to. It might be a holiday or an event like a concert. In fact, tonight I was supposed to be at the Ten Tenors at the Regent. But instead, I'm here in my lounge with you, and that's a good thing. So I've realised that I try to engineer joy in my life that is quite apart from God. I've realised he should be my source of joy and contentment. I should look forward to being in his presence more than a stay at the beach or a night out at a show. There's nothing wrong with these things. I've just become aware that they've taken the place of what God wants to provide for me. However, in lieu of the Ten Tenors, I am going to sneak a song into this podcast tonight, so brace yourselves. Tonight is Thursday, so that means we are sharing in communion together. You will need a piece of bread or a cracker. You probably don't have time to go and make a batch of pikelets like I did for communion on Sunday. You will also need some juice or wine. You might like to pause the podcast now while you go and get yourself sorted with something to eat and drink for each person in the room taking communion. Parents, it's entirely your decision whether your children take communion or not, so we will leave that with you. Etifano, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Tonight I'm reading a special story that Jesus told, which shows us what God's love for us is like. I'm reading from the Jesus Storybook Bible. So if you're a child listening, you might like to read along if you have that particular version. The story is called Running Away, and it's found in Luke 15. Jesus told the story about a boy who ran away. Once upon a time, there was a boy and his dad. Now, one day the boy gets to thinking, maybe if I didn't have my dad around, telling me what is good for me all the time, I'd be happier. He's spoiling my fun, he thinks. Does my dad really want me to be happy? Does my dad really love me? The son never thought of that before. But suddenly he doesn't know anymore. So the son goes to his father and says, Dad, I'm better off without you. I can look after myself. Just give me my share of your money. His father is sad, but he won't force his boy to stay. So he gives his son what he wants. The son takes the money and goes on a long, long journey to a far-off country. And everything's wonderful and perfect for a while. He can go wherever he wants, do whatever he wants, be whoever he wants. He is the boss. He is free. Sometimes he gets a strange, hungry, homesick feeling inside his heart. But then he just eats more or drinks more or buys more clothes or goes to more parties. Until it goes away. But soon as money runs out, and so do his friends, he ends up getting the only job he can find, feeding pigs. One day, he is so hungry and so desperate, he even tries some piggy food. What am I doing? He says suddenly, as if he's woken from a nightmare. My father is rich, and here I am in a pigsty eating piggy food. He wipes his mouth and dusts himself off. I'm going home. As he starts for home, though, he begins to worry. Dad won't love me anymore. I've been too bad. He won't want me for his son anymore. So he practices his I'm sorry speech. All this time, what he doesn't know is that day after day, his dad has been standing on his porch, straining his eyes, looking into the distance, waiting for his son to come home. He just can't stop loving him. He longs for the sound of his boy's voice. He can't be happy until he gets him back. The sun is still a long way off, but his dad sees him coming. What will the dad do? Fold his arms and frown and shout, "That'll teach you, and just you wait, young man." No, that's not how this story goes. The dad leaps off the porch, races down the hill, through the gap in the hedge, up the road. Before his son can even begin his I'm sorry speech, his dad runs to him, throws his arms around him, and can't stop kissing him. "Let's have a party," his dad shouts. "My boy's home. He ran away. I lost him, but now I have him back." Jesus told them God is like the dad who couldn't stop loving his boy, and people are like the son who said, "Does my dad really want me to be happy?" And Jesus told people the story to show them what God is like and to show people what they are like, so they could know, however far they ran, however well they hid, however lost they were, it wouldn't matter, because God's children could never run too far or be too lost for God to find them. Does that story need any explaining? You are the son, and God is the father. He is standing on the porch, waiting for you every day to return to him, no matter what you've done, no matter how you've treated him, no matter where you've been. So will you return to him tonight? He loves you and gave his life for you. Your sin held him on the cross. And tonight he has a seat for you at his communion table for you to remember and thank Jesus for dying on the cross for you. Before we do that, let's confess our sins together. Merciful God, we have sinned in what we have thought and said, in the wrong that we have done, and in the good that we have not done. We have sinned in ignorance, we have sinned in weakness, we have sinned through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry. We repent and turn to you. Forgive us for our Saviour's sake, and renew our lives to the glory of your name. You made us to know you and to be near to you. Our hearts are restless until we come to you. The wonder of your redeeming love was fully shown in Jesus the Christ. Yet we did not value him and sent him to death, a death he freely accepted. Stretching out his arms on the cross, to embrace the whole human race and to bear our sin on himself. By his death and resurrection, death is destroyed, and we are delivered from sin through your amazing forgiveness. To you be glory, Almighty God, because on the night before he died, your Son Jesus Christ took bread. When he had given you thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." Let's take the bread now. After supper, he took the cup, and when he had given you thanks, he gave it to them and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you. Do this as often as you think it to remember me." Let's take the wine or juice now. God, creator of all things, may your love and faith enfold us now. Make us one together as we eat and drink and remember your death and your gift of eternal life. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now, I know I promised you a song, but turns out we don't have copyright for playing songs on evening prayer. So the link to Hillsong's latest offering of How Deep the Father's Love is found underneath the evening prayer. And I'd encourage you to listen to that tonight as you ponder again on this incredible thing that God has done for us. Good night, and see you tomorrow night. Ka kite.